Good morning, people of God. Glory be to God in the highest for the opportunity to be alive. Congratulations. God bless you mightily in the name of the Lord Jesus. It's such a joy and a delight to be with you again on our daily podcast, Daily Meditation. I remain your brother and your friend, Reverend Damilola. Today, we're still looking at Psalms chapter 46, and we've been meditating on verse 1. Verse 1 says, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Four things we have deduced from that particular verse. Number one, God is our refuge. He is our shelter. He is our hiding place. He is our pavilion. We hide under the shadow of his wings. Number two, he is our strength. God is our energy. God is our pillar of support. God is our vitality. He strengthens us. Number three, he is very present with us. He is present with us in time of trouble. He is around us. He has not forsaken us. He has not abandoned us in the midst of trouble. And he's not just present alone. He is helping us in our trouble. That's why it says he's a very present help in trouble. He's helping us out of that trouble. And I know God has been helping us out of this crisis. So if God is all of this to us in this time, what effect would that produce in our life? What is the implication of God being our refuge, of him being our strength, of him being a present help in time of trouble? That can be found in verse 2 and 3 of that same passage. Verse 2 says, therefore, we will not fear, though the heart be removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Verse 3 says, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Wow. David was saying that despite the fact that the heart is going to be removed, despite the fact that the situation will become more scary and frightening, we will not be afraid. We are confident and courageous that no matter how bad the situation may be, there is no fear on our part. No matter how many people have the virus around us, we will not be afraid. No matter how scary, how frightening this situation may get to, because God is our refuge, because he is our strength, because he's a very present help in trouble, there is no fear on our part. We are confident of his protection. We are confident of his power. We are confident of his ability to see us through. You see, every day you may be reading in the newspaper how the numbers are increasing, the numbers of infected people are increasing. Let me tell you, you have nothing to fear. That's why this verse is there. It says, therefore they have to be removed. Let the worst happen. Let it happen around me. I will not be afraid. I will not be shaken. Bible says, if God be for us, who can be against us? If God is for us, no coronavirus can be against us. And let me tell you, to be afraid at this time is to doubt the efficacy in the refuge and in the strength that God is offering us. To be afraid is to doubt that God is presently with us in our trouble and is helping us out. And you cannot afford to give in to fear now. Fear is the opposite of faith. Fear has torment. Fear will choke you. Don't be afraid. No matter how many people are having the virus in your state, around you, in your country, stay confident. Stay courageous in the ability of God to see you through. And it shall be well with you in the name of the Lord Jesus. We shall all live to tell the story of how we overcame. That's what I've been praying. I've been asking God. I've been telling God how I will live to tell this story of how coronavirus came and it went. You see, that will be your portion too. You will tell the story. You will not die. Your family will not die in the name of the Lord Jesus. So today, as you step out, stay confident. Stay courageous. Trust God that he is your refuge, that he is your strength. He is your very present help in time of trouble. And it shall be well with you in the name of the Lord Jesus. God bless you and have a glorious day. And I'll come your way again tomorrow, God's willing. Bye-bye.